Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning is based on the gospel lesson just read from John chapter 10. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes this morning, you'll find those written notes at the bottom of page 2 in your bulletin. I'm going to begin the sermon this morning with a question. How would you answer the following question? My favorite day in the church year is what? My favorite day in the church year is what? How would you answer that? Yep. 4 for 4. Easter. That's usually what I hear right away is Easter. The joy and excitement and celebration of Christ's victory over death. Anyone else? Christmas. Maybe you picture yourself in the joy and peace of celebrating Jesus' birth, holding a candle and singing Silent Night on Christmas Eve. Earlier, people said Good Friday, following Jesus to the cross, or Maundy Thursday, as we remember Jesus giving us Holy Communion and washing his disciples' feet. Several choices that fit the question. Well, I can't possibly pick one day that is my favorite in the church year, but certainly one of them that is up there with the ones already mentioned is this one, Good Shepherd Sunday. A day set aside to reflect upon and to rejoice in that beautiful imagery of Jesus, our Good Shepherd, and of us being his sheep. There are literally dozens of paintings depicting this imagery, and one of them is behind me. Maybe you've seen this image before. Have any of you seen this picture of Jesus the Good Shepherd? Okay, I see some nods. What I especially like about this one is how closely the sheep are following Jesus the Good Shepherd. They're all kind of scrunched in there following him. And then the other thing I really like about this depiction is perhaps one of the sheep is injured, we don't know, but Jesus has picked up one of the sheep and draped that sheep over his shoulders and is carrying it. So as I was preparing the sermon and I was looking at this image, I thought, well, maybe we could just project this image for several minutes and we could meditate upon it. But then I thought, no, I better write the rest of the sermon. So I did. Yes, Jesus is my good shepherd. That means I am a sheep. That's right, you and I are sheep. And that's a good thing. Think of the beautiful imagery of the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me to green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. David paints a beautiful, idyllic image of the good shepherd and of us, his sheep. The peace and safety that is ours as we follow that good shepherd, as the good shepherd watches over us and cares for us and loves us. But being a sheep is not always a good thing. Like real life sheep, sometimes we go astray, we wander off. Isaiah writes, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have gone off on our own. We have followed our own path. At times we have ignored the voice of the Good Shepherd, leaving the safety and security of the Good Shepherd's sheepfold to pursue our own agenda. We have rebelled against the gentle voice of the Good Shepherd. And sometimes we find ourselves lost and alone in a tangle of sin and brokenness and destructiveness. But Jesus is my good shepherd. That means he knows me. He knows me intimately, personally, totally. He knows my strengths. He knows my weaknesses. He knows those places where I am especially vulnerable to the attacks of the wolf, the evil one. And above all, he loves me. He knows me to be one of his flock, and he loves me with that love of the good shepherd. He loves me as one of his dear lambs, as he protects me and cares for me faithfully, tenderly. Jesus is my good shepherd. That means that he lays down his life for me. I was especially struck as I was preparing this sermon and rereading John chapter 10, how Jesus in his role as the good shepherd emphasizes that he lays down his life for his sheep. Not because he has to, not because someone took his life from him, no, because he chose to. Because in love for you and me and for all people, he chose to lay down his life. As he indicates in our gospel lesson, he and he alone has authority to lay it down and to take it up once again. He chose to because of his great love for you. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, knows us, cares for us, and loves us so much that he willingly laid down his life for us. It doesn't get any better than that. Jesus is my good shepherd. That means he gives me life in the fullest sense of the word. The life that Jesus, the good shepherd, came to give to you and to me is not just a someday life. It is a new life now. It is life now, more and more lived the way that God intends life to be lived. So Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Later on in the Bible, John writes, whoever has the Son has life. God created us and now redeemed us that we might have that abundant life he intends. That we might live life more and more focused on listening to the voice of our good shepherd. That we would seek to use the gifts he has given us to do what he has already prepared in advance for us to do. And that we too, like the good shepherd, would have concern for those sheep who are not of God's flock, and that we would reach out to them and invite them to hear the voice of their good shepherd and follow him. Jesus is my good shepherd. That means I just want to be a sheep. Maybe some of you recognize those words in the lines of a children's song. I just want to be a sheep. That's our role, to be a sheep, to follow the voice and leading of our good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for us, to follow where he leads, to live in the safety and security of his watchful eye, and to follow him ultimately to that life which has no end, when we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so we say and we sing, Good Shepherd, may I sing your praise within your house forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our good shepherd, now and forever. Amen.